Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. You hear it on 657 AM.
2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with the ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. Good morning and welcome to you, my family, on a Monday morning. Our prayers this morning, focusing primarily on life in the Spirit, the strength that we receive from our walk and provisions in the Spirit instead of relying on the things of the flesh. Our prayers are taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, mainly chapters 3 and 4, chapter 10, as well as Ephesians chapter 6. And so the first block of prayers will start from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 4. And we have such trust through Christ towards God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses, because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Hallelujah. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech, unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. Wow. Verse 14. But their minds were blinded, for until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament. Wow, because the veil is taken away in Christ. Oh, Basalwane. Verse 15. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, this is your word. We establish it as the truth upon which we stand, as the foundation upon which we build. Father, this is your word. It is bread to the eater this morning. It is seed to the sower. This is your word, my Father, the strength in our bones, O God. This is your word, Chikoweto, engraved on the tablets of our hearts. We thank you for it this morning, O Father. Father. We receive it, Lord God, as the manna for our day, this day. For man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. Thank you for great provision. Thank you for covering, oh God. Thank you this morning for protection. Thank you this morning, my Father, for enabling us, divine enablement in your word this morning. Tik onamandla onke, because we are learning, oh God, that the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. We thank you for salvation and how this word continues, my Father, to build in us, Lord God Almighty. How this word continues, oh God, to do the work of a master craftsman in our lives. Tik onamandla onke, that we will be able to work out our salvation with trembling and fear. So we want to thank you so much for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives, by which we are able to understand, Father, scripture, by which we are able to not to depend on the letter with veiled faces and veiled hearts this morning, as if reading the law of Moses, Father, but with unveiled faces, to be holding as in a mirror your glory, O God, being transformed into the same image of Christ from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. We want to thank it this morning that it is indeed your Spirit in us that worketh in us, O God, both to act and to will according to your good purposes, Lord, achieving in and through us, O God, your exceeding abundance above everything that we think or even ask, according to the working and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you this morning, mighty God, that by the same measure, take away to that we sow, that we give, it shall be given unto us. This morning we want to thank you that as we sow our lives in prayer, as we sow our lives in sincere pursuit of Christ, of righteousness, my God, of the kingdom, every concern and everything that we need to live this life, to walk on this earth, shall be added unto us. We thank you, Lord, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything that we think or even ask, according to the power that is at work in our lives. Be honored in our time of worship as we enter your presence this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, as we enter into your courts with praise. We want to thank you for the great gift of utterance. We want to thank you this morning, mighty God, for opening up, Lord God, the heavens, and for shining your light over us. Father, your word tells us, mighty God, that you are spirit, O God, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you for great liberty, O mighty God, befalling those who earnestly seek you, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. This morning, we thank you, Father. What an incredible honor, what an incredible privilege it is, Father, to be called the Son of God. Those who are led by your Spirit, they shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, this morning we partake in the glorious provision made available for those, mighty God, that are called your own, for those who will dare believe that you are God, who will dare believe that you are, who will dare believe that you are exalted above the earth, creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who owns cattle on a thousand hills, the multi-breasted God, little Sulak of the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. We want to thank you, King of Glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Barsalwane, glory be to Jesus. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Oh, Father, we don't lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ the Lord, and ourselves your bond servants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, Baselwane, glory be to Jesus. This morning, we are coming back to continue to pray. We acknowledge and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in our midst, through whom we are able to access the divine presence of our Heavenly Father in heaven. This morning, Baselwane, we acknowledge and exalt our Heavenly Father, the King of all kings, whose throne and whose establishment and whose rulership shall never cease. We enthrone you, our Father, in our hearts this morning. Thank you for inviting us into your presence, because nobody can appear before you unless invited by you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to honor this divine invitation every single time we are in your presence, oh God, teaching us, Lord God, how the deportment, godly, heavenly deportment in your presence. We thank you, Father, this morning. You are worthy of our praise. Let every word that proceeds from our mouth be pleasing to you, O God. Let every meditation give you glory, lift you up, and exalt you in our hearts, O Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Baselwane. Glory be to Jesus. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Masimdumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.